Most of the news from Argentina this year has been about political and financial turmoil. Headlines tell of bank closings, street protests, and presidents who stay in office for just a few days. But NPR's Bob Mondello found a pocket of grace in Buenos Aires.
Outside, the air is brisk and chilly. It's winter here, but for the crowd that's gathered in the high-ceiling department of concert pianist Olga Galperin, the mood is decidedly warm. Galperin no longer gives concert tours in Europe and North America, as she did in decades past, but on the first Sunday of each month, she holds a chamber music salon in her living room, featuring some of Argentina's most talented musicians. And tonight, the crowd is in for a treat, because their hostess is joining in on the spinet accompanying flutist Alicia Ortolani, who's playing here for the first time. This piece is by Domenico Zipoli, an early 18th century composer, and it's part of a themed evening, all Argentine music, a bit unusual for these gatherings, which Galperin says were more informal when they first began because she based them on what she remembered from her childhood.
I lived in a musical house. My mother was a piano teacher and my father was a singing teacher. And he made concerts with his pupils. So we started like friends to be together and to make music for us. Then others came once a month, and so it came little by little, 13 years already.
13 years of musicians from all walks of Argentine life, professionals who like to rehearse in front of an audience for important concerts, talented students Galperin is hoping to encourage, the Cologne Opera's first clarinetist drops by occasionally, and tonight, to commemorate the 50th anniversary of the death of Argentine composer Alberto Williams, soprano Silvina Martino is here to sing his composition, Angelos, Aspirations. The emphasis on Argentine music at this particular concert is unusual, but no accident. The country's financial crisis has dealt a real blow to arts organizations here. In recent years, Galperin and two friends had been reaching deep into their own pockets to maintain an international program for young musicians in Buenos Aires.
At last, we said, well, closed here in Buenos Aires. We can't go on without money. No institution, no government. Nothing.
Still, the vibrancy of the arts in Buenos Aires, which regards itself with some justification as the Paris of Latin America, is an article of faith with Galperin and with the guests who sit in her parlor under canvases by her late husband, internationally renowned painter Ernesto Deira, facing two grand pianos that are pulsing with life. Here, just one block from the dome of the Congreso, there is no false optimism about the government coming to the rescue of struggling artists, or idle notions that people who can barely find money for food will have much left over for the arts. Still, Galperin says she keeps finding signs of resilience and reasons for carrying on.
Yesterday, or before yesterday, I read in the newspaper how many theater pieces are Ibsen and Shakespeare and Dostoevsky and others, not so famous, but there is a need, because with this disaster that you have economical in this country, with the thieves and poverty, you know, the only way to save ourselves is in the culture.
Concert pianist Olga Galperin at her home in Buenos Aires. I'm Bob Mondello.